Hi, this is Iking Reyes, and you're on The Inspiring Leader. It's a podcast where we talk about things and stuff about work, life, and learning. Our guest for this episode is Mr. Carl De Mesa. He's an award-winning author, combat sports analyst, musician, and certified Muay Thai coach. Enjoy the episode. Cheers. Carl, welcome to the podcast.
It is, ika nga sa aming circle, it's a huge honor for me to be here with the inspiring leader himself, Sir Ix Reyes.
You're writing articles, critiquing shows, creating music, publishing podcasts, and even training and teaching martial arts. Is this the artist's dream lifestyle?
Oh my God, of course not. If you want to live in poverty, then I guess it's a dream that could be considered a nightmare for some. It's a lifestyle that I think not that isn't for everyone. Parang kasi I really started as a writer, as a journalist. I was an aspiring novelist, kumbaga. Sabi ko, okay, marunong naman ako magsulat. Maybe I could fund my literary writing by writing about real life. Well, that turned out not so well kasi apparently here literary writers are paid less than dung, I guess, if you could call it that. Wala, CX, I have like 4 books to my name. 5 na when my new collection is released this year, siguro. But if I were just to live off the royalties of those books, we would not be talking. I would not be on this computer. I couldn't even afford it, probably. Diba? So while the writing funds most of parang that puts bread on my table, yung literary writing isn't really something that you can live off of, not unlike sa Western countries like maybe US or Canada or maybe even in Europe may mga pwedeng mabuhay ng ganyan. Pero if it was a dream of mine, I'd like to think that at some point I would have a yacht and I would be sipping margaritas on the beach or ganyan. But having said that, I do enjoy this space I'm in right now because what I do aspire to is stitching moments where not only is my dopamine pleasure high, but also yung service ko to others. Yes. It seems counterintuitive, diba? Pero as many other people siguro on your podcast have attested, it's actually making others feel good that you feel good as well.
As a certified horror fictionist, how do you think has the horror landscape in terms of stories and characters changed throughout the years?
It's such a parang specific kasi to each person yung kung ano yung nakakatakot sa kanila. Everybody fears something differently. I could compare it to total adults naman tayo lahat. I'm pretty sure makikinig dito adult din. What turns on somebody else might not turn me on. It's the same thing about fear, but at the same time, yung fear is mas universal yung language. There was a survey, I think, that still holds true to this day yung nakita ko. And whenever I give talks, I cite this because it's so amazing and at the same time it's so apt because yung top 3 na fears ng tao daw is first of all public speaking, second of all spiders, pangatlo na yung dying. So imagine that people would rather die than speak in public. So maybe to a soldier it would be preferable to speak in public rather than face down bullets or bombs, whatever, diba? Especially now with what's happening over in Europe, in Ukraine, ganyan. But at the same time, in a peaceful environment, siguro, nakakatuwa na, well, I'd rather not speak in public because that would totally immolate me. And in terms of just horror fiction changing, I think there's a lot to be said about traditional horror making it parang nag-cycle na ngayon. There's a lot of really parang ghost stories, yung traditional, may konting tweaks lang, especially in movies. I couldn't attest much to the young, really young horror these days because I don't read YA, and a lot of cutting-edge literary horror is done in for the teen and tween market na nga these days. Hindi na for adults, diba? So, I don't know if it's just me aging, pero I don't find the things that they're afraid of very scary for me. Kasi mostly online, diba? So, siguro for you and me, kung natatakot tayo dati with like getting robbed or ano ba, monster coming out in the streets. Sa kanila, ang daming online ngayon. Like, a troll is just as fearful, I think. And yung effects ng bullying online for them as for us, parang walking through a graveyard at midnight. Tapos may mga storya dyan na may mga zombies or aswang na lumalabas kapag gabi. I think tama at X, di ba? Parang both of us grew up on cautionary tales of the aswang or the manananggal. And tinitreaten tayo, di ba, na oh, pag hindi mo kinain yung huling butil ng rice mo, kukunin ka nung kapre dyan sa labas. Ganyan. So I really love how horror fiction changes because I really like seeing how the fears, parang there's also fads in horror fiction kasi, di ba? Like, I don't know if you got to know yung creepypasta a few years back or like baka nga 2010 pa, I don't know when I gave that a talk at this university, pero almost all the students were asking about, sir, na ano mo na yung Slender Man tsaka yung creepypasta. I'm like, what the hell are those? Like, just dong tinignan ko, marang hindi naman nakakatakot. Like, but for them, I guess nakakatakot siya. One really interesting ano, X, parang trend na bumabalik ngayon is the new weird. This basically is surrealism. Like authors like China Meville, especially China Meville. Sino ba isa? Jeff Vandermeer works in a more sci-fi space. So hindi ko nga alam kung meron dito na nagsusulat eh. Pero I find it's just really surrealism with bits of grotesquery, yung parang erotic grotesque ganyan. Pero it's a bit like surreal fiction in terms of kunyari yung kay China Meville, merong city na parang divided in terms of social, cultural, political lines. Let's say, ang hirap isipin ito, pero let me try. So parang Israel and Palestine siya in one space. So magkatabi yung Israelis and Palestinians, but they need to unsee the other side. So they might cross the street, but they're not seeing the other people there because it's taboo to see them. And they're not seeing some of the buildings because this same thing, taboo sila, hindi mo dapat makita. So yung parang intrinsic division and duality of that kind of urban space for me is very interesting. And it has its own kind of horror. What if yung premise dun, the book is titled The City and the City. What if in between those cities, merong pangatlong force that polices that seeing/unseeing? So you get what I mean? Parang sa akin, hindi nakakatakot yun. Pero I'm pretty sure for people who live in dual cities or split cities as they call it, Israel, Palestine, ano pa ba? Meron pang mga ibang ganyan eh, dun sa may Maldives. Ano? Sorry, I forget. Pero gets mo, di ba? It's a very specific kind of fear. And fear is different for everybody. Iba pa yung pinag-usapan natin na how does fear become horror? How does fear become odium? How does fear become dread? And dread for me is yung parang, just in terms of levels yan, yung parang 0.1 or top person. Parang Elon Musk siya or parang Jeff Bezos ng ano. Ng horror, hopefully without the truckers not getting paid.
If you were to gain global success in one aspect of your life, which would you choose and why?
Well, I guess success to me is might be very different from everybody else's because I don't really count. It would be nice to have monetary success in terms of writing or like publishing novels. or being a martial arts teacher. Ganyan. It would be great to have that. Pero for me, parang the legacy is really the thing. Parang not really how will I be remembered, but how will my actions on those on certain lives be parang appreciated or precious enough na naging nakatulong ako. Kasi ang daming nakatulong na almost rescue yung nangyayari sa akin, because I've had a pretty hard life, not only in terms of professional how do you call this, professional occupation, like sabi mo nga dami kong ginagawa, diba? So how do I even consider myself a professional striking teacher, a professional musician, or a professional writer? Siguro yung professional journalist lang talaga yung mga lame claim ko doon, kasi palagi ako may byline, diba, nakalabas. Pero yung global success, it would be great to choose siguro being a teacher, kasi ang daming nakapagturo sa akin na since I started late in martial arts. Ang daming nakapagturo sa akin na magagaling and who have selflessly devoted their time to make me better. Not only parang better technique-wise as a martial artist, and as you know, since you've been in judo, right, Dix? As you know, there's many kinds of martial arts. So for me, not only as a grappler, a striker, but as somebody who can teach either one, that would be, for me, a great success if I could reach more people, because the gospel of martial arts just has so many advantages to it na nakakapag-change ng lives. I mean, I'm healthier now. If I hadn't taken up martial arts, probably would like and be really fat, and you know, I'd have more problems health wise because ang dami ding na dami ko ring naman ng mga sakit, bro. Ganun. So hopefully if I can stitch more moments like that together, I would be and live more in the flow states that I like, and try to investigate in my overarching work. That would be a great success to reach more people in that way.
Could you please describe to us your creative process?
It's different for each one. Like, pinakamadali na siguro for nonfiction or journalism. Kasi I need to work with facts and what I have. Kunyari, I attended the seminar nung Sunday with a black belt from Jiu-Jitsu school called 10th Planet that is very unusual. So I interviewed him. So I can just work on what I have, like an interview, the facts that I can get from sources elsewhere, and then yung mga interview din, kumbaga I call it ancillary interviews, yung not only the source, like yung kunyari ikaw yung black belt, not only from you, but also from the people around you, whoever I can talk to who can like give other insights. Kasi if you just talk to the guy and you don't talk to anybody else, parang two-dimensional lang for me. So that's one, the journalism. And as much as possible, yung journalism, I try to inject literary flair to it. Kasi dun lang ako nag-enjoy magsulat ng non-fiction and journalism. Parang kung magkukwento lang ako ng who, what, when, where, wag na akong magsulat, di ba? So, parang bigay ko na lang sa bata yung na-research ko. And pwede pa rin naman ako kumita doon. So that's one, journalism. So in sa fiction, it really takes patience, I think. Dati pinipilit ko pa kasi, what do you call that? Parang every idea that I had, like every plot premise or story kernel, nira-rundown ko until ano ba yung possibilities nito, ganyan ganyan. When now that I'm older and I can take my time, di naman ako makita doon, I can be more patient with certain types of stories in terms of having them ripen. And I'm very intuitive in for the fiction. Parang okay, let's say it's a horror story, so medyo fantastic, diba? You know, monster and my setting, I try to be as realistic with everything else except the fantastic elements. So parang nagre-report lang din ako. So medyo counterintuitive kasi yung non-fiction mas literary. Yung fiction mas reportage. So I try to yun yung parang minimix ko yung dalawang disciplines because it's more interesting if the fiction is more real, especially since fantasy at saka horror yung sinusulat ko doon. So that's in terms of writing. Siguro for the music, it's I've always had a fascination with weird sounds. Weird sounds in terms of kasi meron akong a bit of this is going to be weird, but I've always had deep premonitions. I've always had weird divisions, weird oral experiences na parang supernatural yung origins. So I've heard ghosts, you know, but I hear ghosts rather than see them, or I hear things that are not there, ganyan. So I try to put that in the music. I don't even like to call it music kasi parang sabi nga nung isang kabanda ko dati, hindi tayo musicians, tayo ay noisicians. Like, oh, ang galing. Okay yun, noisician. Sige, so parang mas kinoconsider ko yung sarili ko noisician. And the process for that, since I'm a guitarist and to some extent a spoken word artist, because I don't like to sing my original stuff, my poetry as it is, the process there is mostly sulat muna ang poem, or usually yung lumang poem, and I try to match them with riffs, ideas that I have, and the creative process there is at the same time, kinukuha ko yung storytelling ng writing. So, kung walang storya yung music, and this is mostly because I had a post-rock band, and if I couldn't convey the story through the sounds and tell my bandmates, itong story na, itong riff na to, nagko-compliment sa whoever made the song, like, whoever made the main riff dun sa banda ko. How does it add dimension to the story? So, may storytelling aspect pa rin siya. Saya, di ba? So parang, if it doesn't float my boat, again, excuse me, tanong ka about fear. Ito naman yung eroticism of the arts. Parang if you're not, kung di ka masaya, kung di ka natutuwa doon sa ginagawa mo, it won't be interesting to anybody else as well, man. Hindi talaga. Parang, kung hindi ka natuwa, eh, bakit siya matutuwa? Yung nakikinig or yung nagbabasa, di ba? So it really is telling, and at some point you can see that all arts dovetail into each other if you practice them enough. Even the martial arts, there is story in fighting, and there is a lot of fighting, I think, in creativity, diba? You're trying to do combat with your own demons, or at the very least internal stresses that nobody else can see. And to be fluent in those languages, to see the arts broadly, or ano ba yung sabi ni Bruce Lee? Don't concentrate on your fist. Look at that moon beyond your fist. So you don't miss all that beauty. Don't look at your fist.
What would be your 3-step advice to a regular individual, perhaps a non-writer, who would like to improve their writing skills?
It really depends on what writing you plan to do or want to do. Pero in general, broadly, if you want to write, you gotta read. You gotta read thrice as much as you're going to write. Like, oh, you got all these books. This is like just half the books in my lifetime that I acquired. Dami ko nang pinamigay, diba? So that's not even half of it. And naalala ko yung sinasabi din ng Bruce Lee. Of course, we quote him a lot because he's so quotable. He said, "Don't fear the man who has practiced 10,000 techniques. Rather fear the man who has practiced one technique 10,000 times, or one punch or one kick." So it's the same thing. Parang you it takes practice, and for any art, specifically writing, a well, yung bukal to draw upon. If you only write like yourself, about yourself, maubusan ka ng isusulat very quickly, probably within a year, 2 years. Kung ikaw si Jose Garcia Villa, you can probably pad it out for like five poetry books, diba? Because he only wrote about himself anyway. Pero it's kind of like traveling in a way then, to stretch that metaphor. I mean, to go into another completely relevant metaphor. If you only travel domestically, that's great. You'll discover a lot of things. Pero exponential yung malalearn mo if you travel out of your region, out of your, specifically out of your country, out of your region, into other countries. If we could go to space, that would be awesome, and I could, that would be the ultimate travel. Or maybe underwater, because there's a lot still to be discovered. So in terms of writing advice, generally, read things that you would not usually read. Here's an example. You don't like, if you're in the West and you're a black man, siguro, you don't like neo-Nazis, try to read Hitler's Mein Kampf. For us, siguro, specifically for political tribes, ganyan. If you're a specific supporter of one candidate or whatever, try to read things that they tell you are not true. Ganyan. Kasi ang ano na natin ngayon, di ba? Ang divided na ng realities, na nakabubble na tayo. So it's an easy fix. Just read things. Read things that you would not usually read. I would also say beware of technological algorithms, specifically sa sites. There are sites ngayon that are, kunyari, TikTok. People probably don't realize that TikTok is a Chinese company, di ba? So that's a red flag right there. So if you only go on TikTok to read or to watch sources, that's very limiting. It's a lot of effort. Not to say that there's not propaganda in books, but it takes a hell of a lot more effort and a hell of a lot more money to produce a printed piece of work na ma-assure ka na at the very least yung pagdadaan ng process nun is the kind that has gone through filters. What kind of filters? Like yung editor, yung publisher. Dapat nagsimula na doon sa writer. Sometimes it doesn't happen, but at the very least, yung ma-assure ka dun sa process na yun, may quality control. So, another thing I'd like to say in lieu of general tips is just write every day. Write something, anything. Write your thoughts. At least, at the very least, you can get to know yung thoughts mo and how you can organize them on paper. Writing, one of my teachers said, I think it was Dr. Butch Dalisa who said this because I've been in writing school. He said that writing is an act of bringing order to our chaotic lives, because our lives specifically, although I disagree with him sometimes, do not have specific arc plots, di ba? Beginning, middle, end, my peak. Meron, ito ni action scene, mga ganyan or something. At dito magdadrop ng wisdom yung matanda. Na, or yung, ito yung Greek chorus, ganyan. So, try to bring order to your thoughts at least, because that's one of the easiest things to do with writing. Parang, for me, the longest time, journal writing was a way to drain my anger and my angst against the world until I would write until I would feel better. So writing as therapy was one of my first methods to heal myself. Of course, that was before I found out that punching things was way better therapy. But writing can also be therapy. So that's another tip. The third in general tip I'd like to impart is to write beyond what you know. And that figures into the first tip. Try not to write like you speak. Try to write beyond what you know. Marami kasing tao na they mistake writing for putting down speech. It's a completely different discipline. And it would be a disservice to your writing specifically if you could not find your writing voice, or if you only found your writing voice by hearing yourself speak. Marami ka mamimiss na hindi mo magagawa kung magsusulat ka lang na parang nagsasalita ka. So it's an oversimplification, pero those are the three general things that I would like to see. You can't really teach writing. You can only expose people to good literature and they can mimic that.
Carl, before ending the podcast, may I request for additional words of encouragement for listeners out there who would like to make their own mark in the world?
You should do what you think is cool, is dope for you. Try not to be influenced by, you know, fads. There's a lot of that these days. It's easier to get those fads because they come to you direct by the algorithms that we live on nowadays. Here's the thing though, parang even the makers of those platforms, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, whatever, these makers know how addictive their products are, so they don't really use it much themselves. If you want to make your mark on the world, try to silence yung outside external sounds muna. There's a lot to be said about introspection, and there's not much of that going around, I think, these days because our world has become very noisy, especially if you just go online every day. There's no need for you to react, to give your opinion, to have a response pulled out of you right away. There is no need to. Humans aren't really built for that. You know, we're still the same kind of apes that we were in medieval times. There's no biological difference in your body. It can't tell the difference if you're being attacked by a lion on the savannah or by a troll online. Your body secretes the same chemicals. Kaya nasistress ka. Kaya lumalakis yung depression or umaakit yung tumasakit yung ulo mo ganyan, because your body is trying to defend itself, and it dahil walang physical output, it turns that kind of chemical stress into itself. Walang lumalabas eh. Okay, so at the same time, silencing the need to react immediately is one of the first steps to gaining the kind of, I think, wisdom that is beneficial only to you. There was a Buddhist monk I talked to way, way back who said, and I hope I can do justice to what he said. One of the wisest thing I've heard is from this guy, this Buddhist monk, na he said, if something comes to you and you really want it to the point na parang gusto mong embrace, gusto mong, let's say it was a flower and you want to pluck it, ganyan. Or if something really repulses you and you want to push it away, you want to like look away, you want to just move on from it, either way, try to not push or try to not pull. Try to stay still, engage your own reaction from it. Because if you push it away, or you pull it to you, there is an immediate pendulum effect. Whether it's yourself getting used to training your reactions na, ay, mas okay pala yung instant, mas na instant ng malapit na lumalapit yung gratification. So nasasanay ka na. Umiikli yung patience mo pag hindi mo nakukuha yung gusto mo. At the same time, pag hindi mo ma-push away yung something that you don't like or you hate or you're disgusted by, umaakyat yung ratio of frustration in you. It's the same thing, di ba? Whether it's push or pull, the inability to push something away or to not be gratified right away trains your body, trains your mind, and at some point, hindi na alam ng katawan mo or ng mind mo how to go back to a homeostatic state. I mean, which is basically what we are as human beings. We live in a certain temperature lang na maganda for us. If it's above 37 degrees, may ilag nata tayo, di ba? If we are dehydrated at some point, hindi na tayo sakit yung ulo, hindi na tayo makafunction na maganda. So, hindi na tayo makabalik into that homeostatic state that human beings are built for and designed for. Making your mark on the world would entail that at least you know yourself. So if you can, I forget the Latin term for it, we can tempus blank. If you can know yourself at the very least and put some work into that, then you can make your mark on yourself and then on your community and then on the world. Maraming ano ngayon, X, I think it, for me, it bears articulating man lang na. A lot of people want to make their mark on the world, but do not want to get to know themselves, do not want to get to know their communities, do not want to get to know their nation. Parang ganon. Parang, how can you connect to the universe, man? I want to get to know the world and the universe, pero cannot do the work of knowing yourself muna. Or parang engaging with your community or engaging with your nation. I think it's important not only for these people to eventually make their mark on the world, but to, you know, to be able to deal with, to make your mark on the world. Your family is part of the world. Your neighbors are part of the world. Your loved ones are part of the world. So maybe deal with those things first. And at some point, I can almost guarantee it. I can almost assure na magkakaroon ka ng mark because, you know, hindi na yung goal is to make a mark. The goal is to experience how to put yourself in that place where you can actually make a difference.
That's it for today. Let me know what you think. Send in some questions and perhaps share this episode with people you know who might be interested to listen. Till the next episode. Cheers.